Now to another big first in Antarctic research. Back in 1969, when the U.S. Navy finally lifted a ban on women scientists traveling to Antarctica.
There were newspaper articles with headlines like, "Women invade the last bastion of male supremacy on the planet." It was disgusting.
Terry Tickhill-Terrell was one of four members of that first all-woman research team from the U.S.
In 1969, I was an undergraduate student, a sophomore, in fact, at Ohio State University. I was reading the school newspaper and saw an article about a graduate student who had gone to Antarctica with a research group and said, "That's a job for me." So I walked into the Institute for Polar Studies at Ohio State, and I said to the secretary there, "Hi, I want a job in Antarctica." And of course, everybody in the room turned around, looked at me, and was astonished. And I think the secretary took pity on me, if nothing else. And she said, "Well, you know, we haven't actually ever sent any women to Antarctica, but Dr. Lois Jones is going to have the first group of women traveling to Antarctica this fall. She has a full team right now, but I can arrange for you to have a little chat with her. Would you like to meet her?" And so I went directly to her office and had a conversation with her. And Lois called me the next day, and I believe what she said to me was, "One of the ladies on the crew has withdrawn. Would you like the job?" And I said, "You bet." I am excited. So the Navy did not necessarily tell all of the sailors who were there that women were coming. So it caused a little bit of a stir when suddenly women showed up. One day I found a gentleman crying, and I said to him, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "I've been here 14 months, and I must be going crazy because I think you're a woman." And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I am a woman, and you're not crazy." The purpose of the trip was science. We didn't go there to prove something. We had to prove it while we were there in order to do the science. For example, when we went to snow school to learn how to climb ropes with winter gear on, how to belay people, how to cut ice stairs up the side of a glacier and so forth, the New Zealander who taught snow school said to us, "You are going to flunk out. American women are lounge lizards." Believe me, did everything within our power to be the absolute four best people in that class. But that's the problem. Everybody underestimated what we could do. They didn't give us a chance to show what we could do until they had to. When we were done, it was very hard to leave. I actually wept the last day when we had to leave the field because it had been such a wonderful experience. I keep saying to people, it was so much fun. When I explain all the ice chopping, lake drilling, rock breaking, and so forth and so on, people don't quite see the fun aspect of it. But it is such a beautiful place, and we were doing such good science, and it taught me what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Terry Tickhill-Terrell, she was on the first women-only U.S. scientific expedition to Antarctica in 1969.